Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Authorities in Alaska have recovered the final set of human remains believed to be from the Maynard family of Texas who went missing after a boating accident in Kachemak Bay in August of 2024. The Alaska Dive Search, Rescue, and Recovery Team with trooper support located the wreckage in April using advanced remote-operated vehicle technology provided by private companies. Dive operations in late May recovered three sets of remains, and the fourth was found during additional dives on June 9th and 10th. The Maynards, David, Mary, and their sons Colton and Brantley, had been vacationing in Alaska when their 28-foot aluminum boat capsized, leaving four survivors and the family unaccounted for. Despite extensive initial search efforts, the wreck was not found until months later. The remains are now with the state medical examiner for confirmation. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A federal judge in Anchorage is weighing whether to dismiss charges against Francisco Rodriguez Rincon, a Soldotna man currently held in immigration custody. Rodriguez Rincon, a Mexican citizen, was indicted in March for illegally re-entering the United States and falsely claiming citizenship to obtain an Alaska driver's license. He owns two Soldotna restaurants, Senior Ponchos and Sulagave, Mexico. Although released on his own recognizance after arraignment, he was later arrested by ICE and transferred to a detention facility in Tacoma, Washington. His public defender argues the government can't detain him for removal while also pursuing a criminal case. Prosecutors disagree, saying ICE has legal authority to hold him. Judge Sharon Gleason expressed concern over the government's failure to ensure his presence at Tuesday's hearing, suggesting it may weigh into her decision on whether to dismiss the case. A follow-up hearing is set for June 20th in Anchorage. Governor Mike Dunleavy says he has no concerns about ICE detainees being held in Alaska prisons, telling reporters the federal government reimburses the state, currently at $233.70 per detainee per day.
This is not the first time. ICE has always used prisons across the country in states. So this is nothing new. It's just being highlighted because of the issues being raised by protesters.
That was the governor speaking to KTUU. Dunleavy also addressed House Bill 57, the education funding bill lawmakers passed over his veto. He says oil prices may still factor into potential line item vetoes. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is moving forward with plans to transplant Sitka black-tailed deer to the southern Kenai Peninsula, aiming to establish a new big game population and enhance long-term food security. The project originated from a public proposal at a 2023 Board of Game meeting in Soldotna and has gained strong community support. ADF&G plans to capture up to 25 deer, adult bucks, and does without fawns from the Kodiak Archipelago between September and October of this year. Potential capture sites include Sikkanak Island. The deer will be caught using net guns from helicopters, undergo health checks, and be fitted with GPS collars before being flown to selected coastal areas south of Kachemak Bay. Past transplant efforts in Prince William Sound and Kodiak proved successful, resulting in sustainable populations. Though deer hunting remains prohibited on the peninsula, ADF&G will monitor the transplanted deer's survival. Fairbanks is among the U.S. cities holding rallies protesting the immigration raids in Los Angeles over the weekend. Rachel Rombardo helped organize Monday's rally in West Fairbanks, which saw around 20 protesters at the intersection of the University Avenue and Geese Road. She said she believes the raids are harming all of the communities across the country. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.